From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There are several developments in the Illinois corruption scandal today. President-elect Barack Obama says his staff had no inappropriate discussions with Governor Rod Blagojevich over Obama's vacant Senate seat. The Illinois governor was arrested last week on federal fraud and bribery charges, including allegations that he tried to sell or trade the Senate seat. Today, the state legislature took its first steps toward impeaching Blagojevich. House Speaker Mike Madigan.
We have given the governor 6 days to resign. He's declined to take the opportunity to resign. I think it's time that we move forward with the appointment of a committee of inquiry that could lead to impeachment.
That's Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan. Lawmakers are also considering measures to stop the governor from filling the Senate seat. NPR's David Shaper joins us now from Springfield, Illinois, where the legislature is in session. David, let's start with the news. What did President-elect Obama say today?
Well, President-elect Obama addressed a question about what kind of conversations he or members of his staff may have had with Governor Blagojevich or members of Blagojevich's staff about whom to choose as a successor to Mr. Obama in the Senate. The president-elect said today that a review by his own lawyer reaffirms what he had said last week, that he had no direct contact with Mr. Blagojevich about the appointment of a Senate replacement. The review also reaffirms that members of his transition staff did nothing inappropriate in any contact that they may have had with the governor or anyone on his staff.
Now, U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald, I understand, released a statement today. What did he say?
Well, he did. If you remember, President-elect Obama last week promised that a review of the matter, of all the contacts his staff may have had with the governor or his staff, would be released when it was completed. And now Mr. Obama says that he is not going to do that because the U.S. attorney has asked him to hold off on releasing the information. And U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald today issued a statement that confirms that he is requesting a brief delay in the release of that report so he could conduct certain interviews, or that his office could conduct certain interviews. We presume that means that the U.S. attorney's office will be interviewing several members of Mr. Obama's staff.
It sounds like Governor Blagojevich has had a very contentious relationship with the state lawmakers in the entire time that he's been in office.
Yeah, really, over the past 6 years he has. And it started with Governor Blagojevich very early in his first term saying that he had to go down to Springfield and stop lawmakers from spending like drunken sailors. He's been very confrontational in his dealings with the state legislature, initially trying to seem as a man of the people, a populist sort of governor. But he alienated downstate residents and lawmakers by refusing to live in the governor's mansion here in Springfield. The most contentious relationship he's had has not been with Republicans on the other side of the aisle, but with fellow Chicago Democrat, Speaker Michael Madigan. And he's the chairman of the Democratic Party in the state. They've clashed often and bitterly. It's often been over the budget and other policy matters, but it's also devolved into personal name-calling back and forth at each other.
As long as he's in office, he still has the right to fill that vacant Senate seat. What about the efforts to block Blagojevich from filling the seat?
There is a bill also being considered in this special session that would strip the governor of the authority to make that appointment. It would also set special elections. Republicans have been rallying around this call. They see it as a possible way that they could pick up a Senate seat. And they're calling for the special election. Many Democrats have been calling for it, too. Now, Speaker Madigan is indicating that we may delay the process, see where the impeachment goes first, because if they are able to impeach the governor, they may not need that bill. But a committee is expected to address that bill tonight.
And we got to let you go, but just quickly, any mm-hmm. indication that he might step down?
No, there were some rumors fast and furious over the weekend that he was considering a resignation, but he went to work today, signed a bunch of bills, and seems intent on showing people and lawmakers that he's still able to conduct the state's business.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
That's NPR's David Shaper speaking to us from Springfield, Illinois.